From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ashley Reese. Art installations fill the streets. Large, colorful cue signs start appearing outside downtown businesses. The city of Columbia suddenly seems a lot more crowded, and every other word seems to be documentary. It must be time for the 13th annual True False Film Festival. Although the festival began Thursday evening, the excitement began building Friday morning as sophomores from area high schools participated in DIY Day. The students began their day with music and a documentary screening, then made their way to the North Village Arts District for artist-led workshops.
So, as an independent artist, you guys know what independent artist means. Yeah, you're not signed. So pretty much, I'm always broke. And so I had this situation where I was living with this person and she was just so gross. And so I wrote a song about her and it's called Dream Killer. Like, don't ever let someone kill your dream, whether it's huge or whether it's tiny. Like, your dreams have so much meaning and purpose for you, so don't ever let anyone kill those. So we're going to do Dream Killer for you.
By Friday evening, the excitement seemed to reach its peak as crowds gathered to watch the annual March Parade. But in truth, the weekend was only just beginning. The parade made its way down 9th Street and came to an end in front of the Missouri Theater, where crowds gathered and the music continued to play.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come.
Luke Goldstein, I'm from Columbia also. March the parade, I guess it's based around DIY like crafts and making stuff, and it's just a great expression of sound. And
here we go!
I'm Ann Jacobson. This is an outrageous, spectacular Americana extravaganza.
Puppets. The ones that are like realistic faces.
Oh, yeah, those like huge fake puppets, those are really cool.
By Saturday morning, the festival was off to a running start. It was time for the True Life 5K.
Pull it in!
Oh, what's your favorite part about the fest?
Yay! I love that. I love documentaries and that's why I started coming. There's something about the vibe of this festival where there's just so much positive energy and excitement around everything.
While the rest of these activities play a huge role in True False, of course the screenings of new and sometimes not even yet released documentaries are the main event.
We're in line for queuing for the movie Sherpa.
I'm in the queue line for The Pearl at the Globe.
I'm here for Sunita.
Secret screening, maybe.
I'm about to go see Between Sisters.
I'm here to watch the movie Sunita. The line is around the corner.
It's my turn, man.
1 o'clock!
1 o'clock!
A lot of people dressed up, a lot of people ready to meet other people, to talk to people in line, lots of costumes. So yeah, it's fun. It's a really good place to be.
From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Ashley Reese.